At long last, we have a decision in the Tyler Robinson, Charlie Kirk homicide case. The judge has determined that there is probable cause to proceed on all counts, including the death penalty. Let's break it down. So if you remember, what happened is there was a preliminary hearing, and the idea at the preliminary hearing out in Utah is that the prosecutor has to come forward to in court with enough evidence to establish something called probable cause, which is usually just like a little bit more evidence than not. It's not proof beyond a reasonable doubt, but the idea is to protect people from prosecution based on not enough evidence. So it's just sort of a gatekeeper type of thing. A lot of states, Ohio included, where I practice, we don't do preliminary hearings. We have a procedure for it, but it doesn't happen very often. Instead, what happens is the prosecutor presents the case to a grand jury for a formal indictment, but it's the same standard. The grand jury has to find probable cause that there's enough facts to proceed with a charge. So out in Utah, they had a full-blown preliminary hearing, and that's what we watched a month or two ago, and we saw the evidence unfold for the first time, and that's when the prosecutor really had to lay their cards on the table, and we got to see what the evidence is. And I'm not going to comment on whether on all the theories about whether it's true, whether it's not true, whether it's been there's others involved. I'm just going to stick to the law here. We'll argue the facts later. But the judge found probable cause, and at the time, a lot of people were sort of up in arms about the fact that the judge didn't just rule from the bench. They're saying, look, this is obvious. Why are we taking this under advisement? Why does there have to be a written decision? Why do we have to wait? Just rule. It's clear. There's probable cause. Be done with it. And I was thinking to myself, and I think I even did a show on it where I just said, you know, there's a little bit more to this. It's not unusual, and it doesn't reflect anything, I think, nefarious either way, that the judge took his time and drafted a decision on this based on some research and thought. And here's why. One of the things the defense was trying to argue is that there was not enough probable cause to support the death penalty specifications. Here's what that means. The prosecutor has indicted a case and is seeking the death penalty. Typically, in order to get a death penalty in any particular case, there has to be something called aggravating circumstances. What are aggravating circumstances? Well, in Ohio, it would be like multiple victims, used a gun to commit certain offenses. But out there in Charlie Kirk's case, the aggravating factor is that there was a threat to others. So the primary argument the defense made is that that the prosecutor was making is that by firing this shot at Charlie Kirk from 400 feet away with a crowd of people around him, that posed a substantial threat to others. And the issue was, is there probable cause to support that? The defense is saying, well, look, no, this was a carefully aimed shot, only one shot, and it was targeted at one person. There was no intent to threaten others, and there was no, in fact, threat to others. So therefore, there's not probable cause, Your Honor, to support the death specifications. So there really was some teeth to this thing. There was really an argument the defense was making that the judge, that there wasn't an aggravating factor that was necessary to support the death specs. So they had half a chance anyway of knocking out the death penalty prosecution from the start. No probable cause. Judge obviously didn't agree. Said, yes, there was a threat to others. That doesn't surprise me, by the way, because, again, it's a low standard. It's only probable cause. And shooting into a crowd, easily you could have missed the target, the judge would say, or there could have been a ricochet. There's lots of reasons why there's a threat to others. And I can understand why there's at least probable cause for that aggravating factor. Again, not saying that a jury's going to find that if it does go that far, but it's just probable cause. The other argument the defense was making here is that there was prosecutorial misconduct, and the punishment for that misconduct should be throwing out the death spec or the aggravating factor. They argued that the prosecutor improperly made comments to the media regarding a bullet fragment found in Charlie Kirk's body before the trial. And they claim these comments fueled public conspiracy theories, tainted the potential jury pool, prejudiced the case, and they requested that stripping the death penalty may be used as a punishment for the prosecution. Judge Graf agreed that the prosecutor violated the pretrial publicity order, and I think actually found the prosecutor in civil contempt, meaning you violated a judge's order, but ruled that throwing out the death penalty entirely was too extreme. He also ruled that the prosecutor met the baseline burden regarding the risk to nearby or Kirk's nearby security team and a debating partner that was standing there, causing probable cause for the aggravating circumstance. So it's an interesting argument. I wouldn't have in Ohio, that probably wouldn't be a punishment for violating a court order to throw out the death specs. And maybe there's no basis in law out there. They just tried. But the judge did find the prosecutor in contempt, meaning the judge says prior to trial, hey, guys, shut up. This is hard enough on its face. Everybody's watching this case. Everybody knows about this case. I mean, for heaven's sakes, it happened on camera in front of millions of people. And it's been played over and over. It's hard enough to get a jury untainted as it is. So keep your mouth shut. Don't go out there and start talking about the evidence that you have or don't have. It's just going to make things worse. Prosecutor apparently didn't follow that order and is now held in contempt. What does that mean? Typically a fine and a don't do it again order. But if it happens again, it can get worse. There's actually, this happens to defense lawyers. There's a case down in Atlanta where this was going on, famous case. It's been all over YouTube, where the defense lawyer was taken into custody because of a contempt charge. So eventually the prosecutor could be hauled away in handcuffs. I doubt that it'll get to that, but sort of an interesting nuance to an already nuanced case. But what does this mean now? It means we're going to trial, at least for now. I suspect what the defense will be doing is exploring potential plea options. I don't know if that's going to be viable or not. And I don't know exactly what the strength of their defense is. I know there's all the theories out there that it was somebody else or he couldn't have acted alone or whatever it is. And people have sort of criticized the defense for not or criticized those theories because the defense isn't raising that stuff at the hearing. But I've always said, look, I don't know if any of that stuff is true. I don't know if the defense has even talked to the Candace Owenses of the world about all this stuff. But the preliminary hearing is probably not the avenue where you're going to really focus on that. You might want to keep your powder back and use it at the trial instead of at the preliminary hearing. So there may be more to come on that. But in the meantime, it wouldn't surprise me if there's plea negotiations going on. There might be a discussion about dropping the death penalty in exchange for a plea. That's pretty common. There might be other plea negotiations getting kicked around. If there are other people involved, it would be a great opportunity for Tyler Robinson to sit down and proffer what he knows and try to curry a deal that way. So who knows? We shall see. I'm sure there's lots of people with opinions. I know there's lots of people with opinions on it. Leave them in the comments. I'll try to get back to you guys and follow up on this as it unfolds. Lawyer Talk off the record on the air till now. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.